Last week, 10% to 22% price boost on petroleum products is the third increase this year, raising premium gas prices to an all-time high of close to $5 per a gallon, about three times higher than the minimum wage of many Ghanaians. Previous price reviews by the state-owned regulatory body, the National Petroleum Authority, attracted strong criticism and street protests by members of parliament who have consistently urged the government to remove taxes on petroleum products. But this time round, it is the members of the ruling New Patriotic Party, or NPP, who are calling on their government to ease the burden of the price increase. Member of Parliament Paul Appiah-Ofori blames corruption for the recent gas price debacle. He calls for an immediate investigation into the operations of the country's bulk oil supplier, Tema Oil Refinery.
What I expect to be done at the Tema Oil Refinery for the government to set up a committee to go into the operations of the company to identify and eliminate the abnormal one. Because abnormal could result from inefficiencies. It results from corrupt practices, embezzlement of funds, misappropriation, all sort of improprieties constitute costs, and they are passed on to the consumers through total cost absorption.
Appiah-Ofori says higher prices are causing hardship and urges the government to adopt prudent management of the economy to generate revenue from other sources.
Unless we plug loopholes, unless we prevent corruption, unless we prevent avoidable costs, I assure you that this country will fail. No government can save this country where corrupt practices move from strength to strength. It's most unfortunate.
Previous appeals to President John Kufuor's government to reduce taxes on gas prices have been ignored. The government maintains that domestic prices are being pushed up because of price pressures from the global market. Appiah-Ofori says he would consider using the courts to get the government to listen.
Yes, if it goes on like that, maybe I'll be compelled to go to court. Yes, I'll be compelled to go to court to ask for an order to compel the president to listen. Because, you see, Article 1, because one of our constituent states in part, the sovereignty of Ghana resides in the people of Ghana, in whose name and for whose welfare the powers of government are to be exercised.
According to some analysts, more than 40% of the price of gas in Ghana is contributed to tax. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.